السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله، آمين يا رب. سبحان الله. Some words in the praises of the Sahaba Kiram رضي الله عنهم.
Quoted by Hamid Azaini حفظه الله.
هو الرسول فكن في الشعر حسانا وصغ من القلب في ذكراه ألحانا ذكر النبي الذي أحيى الهدى وكسى بالعلم والنور شعبا كان عريانا أطل فجره داه والدجى عمم بات الأنام وظلوا فيه عميانا هذا يصور تمثالا ويعبده وذاك يعبد أحبارا وكهانا الكون بحر عميق لا منار به رباه أرسل لنا فلكا وربانا هناك لا حسن المختار مؤتلقا يهدي إلى الله أعجاما وعربانا يقود دعوته في اليم فباخرة تقل من أمها شيبا وشبانا يا سيد الخلق طب نفسا بطائفة باعوا إلى الله أرواحا وأبدانا أخرجت جيلا من الأصحاب سيرتهم تفوح بين الورى ريحا وريحانا أخرجت جيلا من الأصحاب سيرتهم تفوح بين الورى روحا وريحانا قوما أقاموا على إخلاص نيتهم وصدقها ألف برهان وبرهانا عاشوا على الحب أفواها وأفئدة باتوا على البؤس والنعماء إخوانا أفنوا حياتهم صبرا على محن صاغت بلالا وعمارا وسلمانا رضي الله عنهم لم يعرفوا الدين أورادا ومسبحة بل أشربوا الدين محرابا وميدانا الله يعرفهم أنصار دعوته والناس تعرفهم للخير أعوانا والليل يعرفهم عباد هجعته والحرب تعرفهم في الجد فرسانا. And he says at the end, كانت فتوحهم برا ومرحمة كانت سياستهم عدلا وإحسانا السلم رايتهم والله غايتهم لم يبتغوا إلا هدى منه ورضوانا أعطوا ضريبتهم للدين من دمهم ونحن نزعم نصر الدين مجانا. He says, Subhanallah, he is the Nabi of Allah, who are Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In praising him, try and imitate Hassan, be Hassan, and formulate from the heart rhythms and rhymes and praises in his remembrance. Remembering the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brings guidance alive and clothes the nations that were undressed, that were naked, clothes them with knowledge and celestial spiritual light. The dawn of his guidance shone upon humanity, whilst humanity was in darkness. They spent years in blindness and astrayness, one manufacturing idols, statues, and worshipping what he manufactured with his own hands, the other worshipping his rabbis and priests. Humanity was steeped deep in darkness without any means of light. O our Rabb, send for us light and guidance through your grace and mercy. Send celestial light through guidance. That was the plight of humanity. And there the brightness of Al-Mukhtar came and shone upon humanity, guiding to Allah all nations and tribes, Ajam and Arab, Arab and the non-Arab, guiding through his Dawat like a powerful ship traversing through the ocean, containing, preserving whoever comes, carrying young and old towards the truth, through the deep, dark, wavy oceans of destruction and degradation. Oh, the best of Allah's creation, be satisfied due to such a galaxy Allah gave you, who sold their souls and bodies for Allah's pleasure. They gave up everything for Allah's pleasure and humanity's guidance. You prepared
such a galaxy of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Their lives, subhanallah, permeate with fragrances among humanity. Relief and comfort. Such a people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who established for Allah with their sincerity and truthfulness. Thousands of proofs, they put proofs, 1,001 proofs, meaning many proofs, proving their sincerity towards Allah's deen. They lived their lives with true love, founded on love, based on love, from their mouths and their hearts. And despite any condition, bu's and na'ma, ease and adversity, they remained brothers with unity and brotherhood. They gave their lives for Allah. They finished their lives for Allah patiently, despite the challenges. And such a people, subhanallah, and such challenges that prepared men the likes of Bilal, Ammar, Salman, radiallahu anhum. They didn't know the deen to just be certain zikrs to be recited, feeling satisfied that we fulfilled the rights of Allah. But the love of deen was inserted deep in their hearts, in their mihrabs and in the maidan of deen. Not only to worship, but worshipping in the mihrab and striving for Allah's deen in the maidan. Allah introduces them as the helpers of His deen, and humanity knows them as the helpers in all works of good. The night recognizes them as well. The way they would ardently worship Allah despite tiredness and others being deep in their slumber and sleep. And the war, the battlefield knows them for their bravery and courage. Ya khayra man rabbatil abtala bi'athatuhu wa man bana bihimu lilhaqqi arkana. O the best of Allah's creation, your bi'atha has nurtured such heroes and men that have built the foundations of truth. خَلَّفْتَ بَعَدَكَ أَصْحَابًا بِأَيْدِيهِمْ مِصْبَاحُ خَيْرٍ يُضِيءُ الْأَرْضَ أَزْمَانًا. Such a people you've left for us, Sahaba. In their hands were lanterns of light, illuminating the earth for generations and decades and centuries. And towards the end of the poem he says, كانت فتوحهم برا ومرحمة. Subhanallah, their conquests were a mercy to humanity. And their policy in leadership was justice and kindness to humanity. Amnesty and peace for all was their motto and banner. And Allah's pleasure was their goal. They only sought guidance from Allah and His pleasure. They paid the price for the deen from their own blood. And we claim that just to help Allah's deen is something free and so easy that the little we do, we think we do Allah, we're doing Allah a favor. May Allah forgive us. And may Allah enable us to emulate such a galaxy. Who are they? The Sahaba Kiram, radiallahu anhum.